Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the Lord gave us that hanger. It's a miracle. And Brother Jesse, I talked to him not long after that, and I told him we'd got our hanger. They were believing with us, and we're believing with them. And he got a hanger down in New Orleans where he is. And they had told him that same thing. They said, that preacher will never get a hanger. Wow. Your God can't do that. Guess what he's got? Oh, man, it made me. In fact, it was such a deal. It just had to go up and up and up beyond our port authority to higher levels of government. And the people that oppose them are now in jail. You'll never have that, preacher. Your God can't do that. Well, yes, he can. And he did. Say that loud. He can.
He can.
And he did.
And he did.
Well, that's what he said. Who is that God going to deliver you out of my hands? In other words, he's saying, I'm God in this situation. Your life is in my hands. Ain't nobody can deliver you out of my hand. You do it, or you die right now. Now, this is awesome. This is why this is in the book. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Say what? Guy's already fuming, furious. What they say? We don't need any time. We don't have to think about this. We don't have to deliberate about any of this. We got your answer right here. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, a lot of people misunderstand this and create doctrines that are contrary to the rest of the Bible. Y'all with me or not?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Because it's not what the text said. It's what they think it meant. I don't want somebody telling me what they think it means when I'm reading the Bible. I want to know what it said. What was said. I got the author living inside me. He'll tell me what it means. Now, there's a reason why I'm taking time to do this. You got to watch a lot of these modern translations. A lot of them are not really translations. They're paraphrases. And you need to check it against what you know to be a solid source. The King James is pretty good. Not perfect. But of course you understand this came from Greek and Hebrew. Oh, somebody didn't like it that I said it wasn't perfect. I know some people think King James is the one Jesus used. And I like it. You know I do. I use it all the time. Yes. I think it's a wonderful translation. But you ought to go into the history of the King James Version and how it happened, and it's an eye-opener. You realize men are involved, and the Lord helped them. But you got the author. You want to hear, you know I like Young's literal. And there are reasons why I like it. He's the author of Young's Concordance. He actually knew something about the language. One of the most highly regarded scholars. His translation is not easy to read. And I like that. Because it's accurate. He didn't try to tell me what he thought it meant. And sometimes it doesn't work very good in English. And I like that too. because I know he's not trying to fill in the blanks. You want to hear the Young's literal translation? Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar has answered and said, "Is it a laid plan, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, my God you are not serving, and to the golden image that I've raised up are not doing obeisance?" Is this a plan you had? Now hear the language. Verse 15, "Now lo, you are ready so that at the time you hear the voice of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, symphony, all kinds of music, you fall down and do obeisance to the image I have made. And lo, you do no obeisance. In that hour you are cast into the midst of the burning fire and furnace. Who is that God who does deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have answered, "Yea, they're saying to the king Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need concerning this matter to answer you. Lo, it is." Now this is the emphasis. In verse 17, "lo, it is," and verse 18, "and lo, not." But you've got to find out what questions they're answering. Two things. "Lo, it is. Our God whom we are serving is able to deliver us from a burning fiery furnace and from your hand, O king. He does deliver." Yes. "And lo, not. Be it known, O king, that your gods we are serving and to the golden image you have raised up, we do no obeisance." They're answering his questions. He gave them two options. If you bow down, I'm not throwing you in. If you don't bow down, I'm throwing you in. And what God can deliver you? And they're answering it. If you throw us in, our God is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us. And lo, not is what? If you don't throw us in. That's what he's saying. If you don't throw us in, we're going to tell you, we're not serving your God. Now, if you say, if God doesn't deliver us, we're not going to serve your idol, is really unnecessary. If you throw us in, we want you to know we're not serving that idol. Of course you're not. You're burnt to a crisp. Friend, there's a reason why I'm taking time to do this. Faith does not say, God is able to deliver me and he will deliver me. But if he don't,
come on.
That is contrary to everything else you're going to read about faith. Come on, are y'all with me? No, no, no. I know a lot of people believe it, and I understand why. Because of scripture, some translations, they even make stuff up. But no. The answer is, if you throw us in there, our God is able and he will deliver us. If you don't throw us in, he's telling him, I won't throw you in if you bow down. Even if you don't throw us in, we're not going to do it. We're not going to bow down. Hallelujah. Many people have been executed by kings over the generations, over less stuff than this. Why is this story in the book? Why are they different from all these other untold millions that have been slaughtered? What's different about them? God just decided to do this because he knew it'd make a good Sunday school story? Hebrews 11:32. Hebrews 11:32. What shall I more say? Anybody know what chapter we're in? Hebrews 11. Is this about faith? He said, time had failed me. He told about the faith of Abraham, told about the faith of all these others. And he says, I don't have time to tell you about the faith of Gideon and Barak and Samson, Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets, about what they did. In verse 33, who what? Through faith. They subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire. That's these boys.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And violence, the word actually literally is power.
Yeah.
The power of the fire. How did they do it? Didn't say God just decided to do it. Their faith was the thing that was different from all the thousands and millions over the generations that had been slaughtered and killed by the whimsical dictates of kings. What's the difference here? The fact that they wouldn't do it. And they stood up in front of the king and said, we don't care what you say or do. We're not bowing this thing. And if you do throw us in there, God can do it and he will do it. Oh, come on, somebody say, he will do it. He will do it. Come on, say it out loud. He will do it. He will do it.
He will do it.
Yeah, but what if he don't? If you believe that, you're not in faith anymore. You're wavering, you're vacillating. What the Bible say? Don't let you think you'll receive anything of the Lord. No, friend, don't say, well, that's a matter of interpretation. It's a lot more than a matter of interpretation. Yeah. If you believe this and try to live this way, you're going to suffer defeat after defeat after defeat.
Yes.
Well, if God wants to heal me, he will. But if he don't, if he decides he likes it better with me broke and sick, well, there's zero faith there. None. Nothing for him to work with. Friend, you got to put your nose in this book.
Yeah.
Got to spend time with him in prayer until you get to know his will about some things. It's not his will for anybody to perish.
That's right.
And if he told his people, you do not bow down to any image, and they take him seriously, and they say, okay, you told us not to do it, we're not going to do it. And they stand up and say, God is big enough to deliver us from you, O king, and he will do it. Do you think God is not going to come through for them? When they got the faith to boldly declare he can,
that's right,
and he will.
That's right.
Oh, somebody say he can.
He can.
And he will.
And he will.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, I know people that doubt don't like this. They think, well, you're arrogant. You think you're something. That's just how faith sounds. I know it sounds strange to some people, but that's how faith sounds. Did we just get through reading Psalm 91? It may happen to 1,000 over here. 10,000, but it won't happen to me. It won't come to me. Well, who do you think you are? It's not about who I think I am. It's about this Bible that I believe. Young David looking up and saying, you come to me, Goliath, with a spear and a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I'm going to take your head off. I'm going to give your body to the birds today. Well, we'll go try. We'll give it our best shot. We'll just see whatever the Lord wants. No, you're in no faith. You don't know what the will of God is, and you can have no faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me.